Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Well, it looks like Hunter Biden is in more trouble, and this is people are asking the question, why is no one discussing the 25th Amendment when it comes to Joe Biden? President Joe Biden called for the late Representative Jackie to appear during a live event on hunger and nutrition on Wednesday. She was killed in a car accident last month, and Biden had previously called her family to offer condolences. Though the White House attempted to spin this as a mere sign that the Congresswoman was, quote, top of mind, saying it over and over and over again, describing it as a kind of mistake that anyone could make, even though it's clearly not. All right, but first, I got to tell you about an amazing product that you're going to love. It is the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker on the market. Now, if you're looking for a gift for any man in your life, they will freak out. If you're thinking about Christmas in advance, I promise you, any dude in your life will freak out, or any person that loves to be outdoors. Women love this as well because they can take it with them anywhere and listen to music. It is the loudest, truly waterproof, and ultra-long battery life portable speaker. You can also customize it with collegiate color combinations. You can mix and match the color box with a custom handle to create your team's colors. Now, this is the perfect gift for somebody that loves to hunt or tailgate. This is for someone that likes to go fishing. If you like to do anything outdoors, even just hang out on the back patio, it is the perfect sound system you can take anywhere, and it's the perfect gift. So if you want the ultimate speaker when you're outdoors, go to turtleboxaudio.com. That's turtleboxaudio.com. You are going to get a special discount code. If you use the code Ben, you'll get $20 off and free shipping. So check it out, turtleboxaudio.com. Use promo code BEN for free shipping and $20 off. Now, the embarrassing error was the latest evidence that Biden may not be mentally competent to hold the office of the presidency. And yet, there is no talk about removing him from office. On the same day, he also called for the dead woman to appear in the crowd. He also couldn't find his way off a stage at the White House in the Rose Garden. There were two steps. Now, using the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, under which the vice president and the cabinet would have to submit a written statement to the leaders of Congress that the president is unable to discharge his duties, will Democrats look at it? When President Donald Trump was in office, just to put it in perspective, the media obsessed about the 25th Amendment. There were even reports that the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, tried to invoke the 25th Amendment and replace Donald Trump with Vice President Mike Pence. Now, the media is silent. Why? There are three reasons. The first may be that Biden's gaffes are nothing new. At least that's what they want you to believe. In 2008, for example, then-Senator Biden, younger and sharper than he is today, told a wheelchair-bound state senator in Missouri to stand up at a rally. The second reason is that Vice President Kamala Harris may not offer much of an improvement. How do we know this? Because on Thursday, during her visit to the demilitarized zone, she mistakenly praised the, quote, strong alliance between the U.S. and the Republic of North Korea. That doesn't exist, by the way. There's also an op-ed that was written by Joe Polak. And he said the third and most important reason is sheer political partisanship. The media and the Democratic Party and important parts of the executive branch itself wanted Donald Trump removed from power. Therefore, any pretext, any offensive tweet, a slow walk down a ramp became an excuse to demand that the cabinet get rid of Donald Trump. And it might have happened, too. The problem was that the same Mike Pence, who would later decline to reject the Electoral College vote, was not going to go along with a constitutional coup. Now, the president of the United States of America is obviously having some real issues. I don't like it, but it also scares me. And the reason why it scares me is for the fact the White House refuses to admit that the president of the United States of America clearly is not up for this job. Just look at the questions going to the White House press secretary when she kept using the most absurd excuse ever for forgetting that someone's dead, saying it was top of mind.
Look, he was at an event, you all saw, you all watched, which is why you're asking the question, right, where he was calling out, again, congressional leaders, a bipartisan leadership that we have seen on this particular issue. And again, he's going to see her family in just 2 days. And she was on top of mind. I mean, that is not an unusual scenario there.
Kareen, I have John Lennon top of mind just about every day, but I'm not looking around for him anywhere.
When you sign a bill for John Lennon as president, then we can have this conversation. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, there it is. When you have, how dare you question, how dare you ask such a ridiculous question, when you have him top of mind, then we'll talk about this, right? When you have him top of mind, you know, like, and you're the president of the United States of America, then it's okay. That's what was just said. That was what was just said by the White House press secretary. It is a problem. Now, she's not the only one that's been talking this way, right? She's angry. She's angry because she understands it's virtually impossible to protect a president that sounds this stupid.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this.
Representative Jackie, right? Where is she? Oh, I didn't think she was going to be here. She can't be there, Mr. President, because she's dead. You should know that. You talked to her family. You should know that. She was killed in a car wreck. There were big headlines. You called her family.
A tragedy to report, but we can now confirm that this U.S. Congresswoman has been killed. Indiana Republican Jackie Walorski was killed in a car crash in northern Indiana. The reports are that there were others with her in that car crash. The local reports are that it happened this afternoon. We continue to get new information on this, and we will work to confirm it and bring you the further details as we get them. But right now we can report that Congresswoman Walorski of Indiana tragically was killed this afternoon, according to reports, in a tragic car accident. More on that, as I said, as we get it.
There was news, folks. There were headlines. CBS News reported on it as well.
Breaking news out of Indiana. U.S. Representative Jackie Walorski is dead after a car crash in the northern part of the state of Indiana.
Police say a vehicle crossed over the center line and hit the representative's car head on. The Republican congresswoman is one of four people who died in the crash. Her district director, Zachary Potts, and her communications director, Emma Thompson, were also in the vehicle during the crash.
The congresswoman had served Indiana's second district since 2013. She was 58 years old.
This was new news. This was the news that everybody was talking about. It's not like the president didn't know it. And again, I go back to the core point here. He knew Jackie was dead because he'd reached out to the family. And at the event he was at, by the way, right? At the event that he was at, they had a video about her life. They had a video memorializing her. And then he looks around the crowd for the dead woman that he knew was dead. And the White House is saying, well, she was top of mind. You've got to understand, she was top of mind.
He was at an event, you all saw, you all watched, which is why you're asking the question, right? Where he was calling out, again, congressional leaders, a bipartisan leadership that we have seen on this particular issue. And again, he's going to see her family in just 2 days. And she was on top of mind. I mean,
she was on top of mind, folks. All right, I got to take a moment to talk to you real quick about Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not even Whoopi Goldberg, by the way, at The View, is buying the crap coming from the White House about him forgetting a dead woman, claiming, oh, it was, you know, top of mind and yada, yada, yada. Not even The View is now buying that he is of sound mind. Listen to Whoopi Goldberg. This is not Saturday Night Live. This is real. It happened on their air.
You know, my gosh, come on. You can't go after him for, you know, not giving aid to Florida or not tackling the infrastructure. And he's giving aid to Ukraine. So you can't go after him for that. But you can go after him for forgetting that someone has passed. I mean, and she passed last month. Not like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay?
Last month. Even she gets it. Right? Even she gets it. Simone Sanders was on Meet the Press having to defend Biden. And this was the best defense she could come up with.
Look, Karine Jean-Pierre has a very tough job, and I think she goes out there every single day, and a number of people could not do what she does every day. Look, I think it's very clear that the president had a slip of the tongue, obviously, and I'm sure he is extremely apologetic to the family of the congresswoman if he caused them any more trauma or agony. No one, I think everyone understands that the president, unfortunately, uniquely understands how the family is feeling, and I'm sure he made that very clear to them when they came to the White House on Friday. I think just to acknowledge it, he had a slip of the tongue, move on. It's unfortunate. Again, life is here. Yeah. He understands and empathize. I think that's what's most important here. And I think Karine did try to do that.
People.
I love this. Yeah, empathize. Yeah, I mean, it's very unfortunate. He had a slip of tongue. He literally called out to the audience for a dead woman to appear. Like an actual dead woman to appear. And this is what she's got. Well, you know, you got to, it's just, you got to understand, this is really tough, right? Whether it's The View admitting this is a problem or even Simone Sanders. I mean, she's even saying, like, okay, yeah, like, it's really bad, right? It's bad, right? This is not good. It's a problem. How do you not talk about the 25th Amendment? It is clear that he doesn't know what he's doing, right? It's clear that he shouldn't be on the stage. It's clear that he isn't running the country. And they're sitting there barely scratching the surface of this, because it's not just one time. It's happening every day now. Maggie Haberman said, you know, Trump has now backed himself into a corner and must run in 2024. But now suggests he may not stay in the whole time. This is the Democrats' play, right? Well, Donald Trump sucks more than Joe Biden, wandering around, not being able to find his way off of a stage, right? That's where we are. ABC this week was even more hilarious because they spent more time talking about the possible expansion, the annexation of Ukraine by Russia, than they did on the incompetency of the president of the United States of America. They also have another problem. NBC News, liberal poll, saying, you know, that this Fetterman, Dr. Oz race is getting really tight. In July, Fetterman was up 47-36 over Oz. Now it's in the margin of error in most polls. You've got people hurting in Florida. FEMA, that's been amazing. Governor Scott, you know, so many people out there talking about how great it is that we're, you know, that people are coming together. What is the president doing? Doesn't even know where he is. People need to understand that. Right? People really, really, really need to understand that. You look at this and you see what the media is trying to do. They're trying to say that he's of sound mind and body and he knows what's happening. He knows what's going on. Right? Even Biden, I know I'm being banged up by the Republicans, but come bring it on, he had to say at an event. Listen carefully. He can't even fight well with words anymore.
I know I'm being banged up by the Republicans, but come bring it on.
But come bring it on. I can't even get that line right.
I know I'm being banged up by the Republicans, but come bring it on.
But come bring it on. I can't even speak properly. But come bring it on. Yeah, yeah, I know they're banging me up. I know I'm forgetting who's alive and who's dead. But, you know, bring it on, right? That's what this is, right? Let's bring it on. You come bring it on. They don't even know what's happening. They don't even know what's going on, or he doesn't. Right. So instead, you find a new boogeyman. White House says, well, we're making sure that while we're dealing with a hurricane, oil and gas companies don't take advantage of it. That's what they're now trying to pivot to.
And we will try and be more proactive in doing that on Fridays for sure. Go ahead, Jackie.
Thanks, Green. A couple times this week, the president came after oil and gas companies. He threatened again to investigate instances of price gouging. But John Kirby said yesterday that there haven't seen any evidence of that happening. And I remember the president first put out this call for the FTC to investigate possible price gouging in November of last year. So my question to you is, why does he keep throwing that out there? And does it have anything to do with the possibility that OPEC could announce a production cut next week and we might start to see prices come up? Is he trying to deflect away from...
So, as you know, we're not going to speak to OPEC, OPEC Plus. We are clearly not a partner or part of OPEC Plus. So they are an independent entity, and we allow them to make their news and their announcements on their own. What we're saying is we're just making sure that while people are dealing, what we are all dealing with, a hurricane, that gas gas and oil companies don't take advantage of it. It's just it's just a little bit of a, hey, we want to make sure in this time when people are losing their homes, when people are dealing with an incredibly difficult time, that we shouldn't take advantage of it. That's it. It is just coming from the president, and we feel that coming from the president is a powerful voice. And so, look, we know that disruptions from hurricanes can pose challenge to markets, but the latest projections show that major refineries should not be impacted by Hurricane Ian. And so, so we're just making it very clear to the oil companies. The president is making it very clear to the oil companies. So there's nothing more to it than just being just vigilant about that.
Does it all run the risk?
We're just being vigilant, right? We're just making sure that they don't screw us during this difficult time. Did anybody think they were? Was there any accusations that they were doing this? No. You don't think Governor DeSantis was really watching this, for example, in Florida, right? I mean, what made you think that with everything happening with this hurricane, that this was the right time to go after oil and gas companies when there was no indication they were doing anything that you guys were arguing or yelling or threatening them with, right? There was zero indication that they were going to screw this up or they were going to take advantage of people, that they were going to abuse people. No indication of that. Doesn't matter, right? Because it's a good, man, it's a good one, isn't it? Oh, it's a good one. You got to understand, this is one of those home run moments. You got to understand that this is one of those decision moments here where we can double down and distract you from discussing the incompetency of the President of the United States of America.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Congressman Comer, who has been really focused on an investigation into Hunter Biden, he is the House Oversight Committee ranking member, said on Thursday that an investigation into Hunter Biden will commence once Republicans take back control of the House and they are ready to go. So the reason we're investigating Hunter Biden is because we believe he's compromised Joe Biden, who will likely be the next House Oversight Committee chairman. Comer said that the crutch of the planned investigation to Hunter Biden and his business dealings centers on rooting out corruption and political, redistribution of wealth by the Biden family selling out American interests. Democrats have also made it clear they're never going to investigate the Bidens no matter what they do and no matter what is brought out. Quote, we've already brought forth some evidence of wrongdoing with Hunter Biden in foreign countries. Right? More than Adam Schiff ever brought forward with Donald Trump or Jared Kushner or anyone else, the lead oversight Republican stated. Comer has described Hunter Biden as a national security risk, which he clearly is. House Republicans across the spectrum have discussed the potential crimes and other implications Hunter Biden's business dealings have had with President Joe Biden. I want you to hear what Congressman Comer had to say on Waters World on Fox News. Listen.
So the Chinese gave the Bidens a map of where they wanted the energy from in the United States. And then what do you know? A couple years later, Joe's White House sends them oil. What's going on here, Congressman?
Nothing sounds good here. And we've confirmed a lot of what it looks like in the emails with one whistleblower who is a former Hunter Biden associate. And Hunter was trying to negotiate a deal to sell the Chinese natural gas. But what we also learned from the whistleblower was that their ultimate goal, this Chinese company, was to buy an interest in the drillers so they could start getting their foot in the door to start taking over the infrastructure of the American energy industry. So this is a national security concern. Not only do we have proof that Hunter Biden was directly involved in it, the emails and text messages also show that Hunter was asking for office space and he needed extra keys for both Joe and Jill Biden. So this links the president to Hunter Biden's shady business deal with China. This is just a national security nightmare, and it kind of puts into perspective maybe why Joe Biden's made some terrible decisions that have been at the best interest of China at the expense of the American consumer.
Yeah, it's just odd that they were going to open up drilling because that's not very green. I don't know why the Biden family would want to do that. Tell us a little bit about this Chinese spy, this new Fang Fang that Hunter fell for.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we saw the map, you know, when looking through the hard drive, you saw the PowerPoint presentation, which was a map of America in Chinese. And you saw that this was something that was given to Hunter for a presentation to the Chinese. We traced it back and it was submitted by his assistant. Oh. Well, I looked at a picture. I Googled a picture of his assistant. She's a very attractive girl. So I started looking even more. We discussed with the whistleblower, and according to the whistleblower, they were more than just business associates, if you know what I mean, Jesse.
Yeah. So oh, I know
this
what you
is
mean.
Another potential Eric Swalwell situation, another national security nightmare that Hunter Biden's involved in.
Oh, man.
By the way, we're talking about an assistant. Okay, he's saying this is a national nightmare, right? This is a Chinese spy, right? He said, quote, when we saw the map, you know, looking through the hard drive, you saw the PowerPoint presentation, which was a map of America in Chinese. You saw that this was something that was given to Hunter for a presentation to the Chinese. We traced it back, and it was submitted by his actual assistant. We'll look at a picture. I Googled a picture of his assistant. She's a very attractive girl, so I started looking even more. We discussed this with the whistleblower, and according to the whistleblower, they are more than just business associates, if you know what I mean. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have, for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, if you don't remember Eric Swalwell, he's the Democrat who compromised America's national security for an extremely long time while he was sleeping literally with the enemy. He was sleeping with a Chinese communist spy. That's how stupid these people are on the left. And then Hunter Biden's got an office, right, for with the Chinese. He's doing business with the Chinese. And hell, we just sent some of our strategic oil reserves to a company that Hunter and James and Joe Biden profit from. An oil tanker that took our oil that was supposed to lower the prices in America from our strategic oil reserves directly to China, to the company that he apparently still has a vested interest in. No big deal there, right? Everything's normal, right? Everything's fine. It's just another day in the life of Hunter Biden and James and Joe Biden and the crime family. And then we find out he's got an assistant, right? And we're like, and the whistleblower's like, dude, this chick's a spy from China. Just so you know, we check it out. All of a sudden, wow, we got a spy from China. Yeah, hanging out, just like Eric Swalwell. Put a attractive woman in front of them, and they'll take the bait every time. Can you imagine how easy it would be to spy on Hunter Biden? Literally, your easy in is to be a hooker, right? That's your easiest in. And if that doesn't work, then become an attractive person from China, and then just hang out, and all of a sudden, you're his assistant. It's not hard. It's actually really, really, really easy. It's not hard at all. That's how you pull this off, right? That's what you do. That is the ball game. That's how all of this works. So you want to know why the Democrats are going to do everything they can to try to make this about oil and gas and try to act like it's evil big tech, right? Right? I mean, you know this, right? I mean, this is what happens. This is it. This is why. They won't tell you the truth. Thank goodness the Wall Street Journal did this week. Going back to Gavin Newsom real quick and gas prices and paying a premium. The average price of a gallon of gas this week hit $6.29 in California. I know because I was there literally this morning. This is what happens. It's an incredible article. The cash-strapped Americans have received relief from falling gas prices in recent weeks, but not in California. The average gas price in the Golden State this week surged to $6.29 a gallon, $2.50 more than the national average. And the reasons are worth, well, focusing on. Gavin Newsom wants to export the state's energy policies nationwide. California gas prices have long been higher than the national average, owing the hefty fuel taxes and climate regulations that he has put in. That's why they've gone up. But the difference now is the largest in at least two decades. Taxes add about 66 cents to the price of a gallon of gas, about twice as much as the average as other states around California. California's cap and trade program and low carbon fuel standards add roughly another 46 cents a gallon. So you're paying about a dollar more just in bureaucracy. Literally, that's all it is bureaucracy. Now you understand why they want to distract you, right? This is why you yell, oh, they're price gouging you, because you don't want to have to answer the truth about what your policies are doing.
And if you need a distraction from what the Republicans are trying to do here, right? If that's what you're doing, if you're trying to distract people, this is how you would pull that off. Pat Fallon tearing into the Hunter Biden story. Listen to this from earlier this week.
I got to ask questions like, what do Bridges and abortion have to do with whether or not Hunter Biden is corrupt? And the Biden family and the Trump family, you know, we're trying to determine if the president's son is a national security risk, if the president himself is corrupt. And all we hear from the other side of the aisle is Trump, 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 Trump. We're not talking about Donald Trump. We're not talking about his family. We need right now, the current president of the United States is Joe Biden. Is he corrupt or is he not? And what we do need to avoid is this obfuscation and this dodging and this counter accusations. And this is not a distraction. This is a necessity, because what we're after here is the truth. We need to discover the truth so then justice can be served. So what do we know? Fact. The president of the United States' son has made millions of dollars on international business dealings. I haven't heard anybody dispute that. And in fields like, you know, natural gas, other energy, cobalt, prior to his father's ascension to the vice presidency, he had no experience in these fields. And he had really no international business credentials to speak of. So the big difference, if you want to bring in the Trump family, is the Trump family made all their money before they ever ran for public office.
They made all their money before they ever ran for public office. Meanwhile, what did the Bidens do? They made all their money while they were in office. That's the difference. This is exactly what Senator Johnson and Senator Peters said, right? Senator Johnson said to Democratic Senator Peters, do you want to retract your false allegations that the Republicans were wrong on Hunter Biden? But just remember, Joe Biden wants you to believe that not a single thing his son has ever done would ever affect the United States.
Mr. President, if you run again, Republicans are most likely to go after your son, Hunter, once again. And I wonder what you would like to say about your son and whether any of his troubles have caused conflicts for you or for the United States.
And the big lie was, I love my son. He's never done anything wrong. Don't believe it. The facts say he's lying. We're going to break some other news, I can promise you, this week. So make sure that you download the Ben Ferguson podcast every day. We'll keep on this story. Please share it with your family and friends. And I'll see you back here real soon. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.